One of my favorite coaches of all time, Jeff Mason, the head football coach out at Lauderdale County. Coach Mason, my man, how you doing? Happy to have you back with us on the program.
I'm doing good, Jordan. How about you, sir?
Doing well, doing well. All right, buddy. So summer is here, and I know that as a football coach, you enjoy seeing the summer because you're not at school every single day. You're not out in the heat at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, fifth period PE or whatever it is now. You're getting to get in there in the morning and work your guys out. How are summer workouts going with your guys?
They're going pretty good. We're just now kind of getting them underway, Jordan. I tell you, June is so busy with the basketball team camps, the baseball team camps. And so, you know, we're just trying to squeeze in some workouts where we can get everybody together. And we're going one evening a week and two mornings a week. So they're going good. But, you know, it's like I say, it's just a really busy time for everybody.
Now, Coach, you guys, in retrospect, had a very young team. And we talked about that quite a lot on the coaches' show last season, how young your guys were. You had a sophomore starting at quarterback. You had young guys all over the field who you were expecting some big things from. Now these guys are getting older. Your expectations for them are growing more and more every day, right?
Yes. I mean, we were young to start with, and then we got younger due to injuries, you know, through the season. But those guys gained valuable experience. They got better. This spring, you can tell such a difference in them with the confidence and things out in practice. So we're looking forward to seeing what they do this fall.
Now, you guys had a pretty good season last season. You ended up 6-5. I know the season didn't end the way that you wanted it to with those two losses to Brooks and J.B. Pennington, but you had some impressive wins on the resume. West Morgan was a big-time win for you guys. You really dominated East Lawrence in that fourth game of the season, or the third game, and Clements. You had a close one with Wilson, played one of the closest games that anybody played with Wilson all year. Thinking back to last season, how do you want your guys to remember last year, the guys who were coming back? What do you want them to remember the most from last season, Coach?
We did have some good wins. We did play well at times. We played, I thought, the first game against Rodgers, a great football game against a great football team. And then at times, you know, we didn't play to that level. And I want us to take out last year and understand that we have to be consistent, that we have to play snap after snap, that we have to work day after day. And be prepared and you know, get in those. It was a close loss to Wilson. It was a close loss to Rodgers, you know, and things like that. Well, that's the difference in winning 8, 9, 10 games and winning 6 or 7. And that's what I hope we can take out of that and just learn to be a little more consistent.
He's the head football coach out at Lauderdale County, Jeff Mason. Coach, tell us about some of the guys who are coming back. Give us some of those names. Of course, we know a guy like Slade Brown under center for you guys, and you're expecting a lot of big things from him. He can take a hit. He can throw the ball, hoping to develop him some. But tell us about some of the guys you got coming back wearing Tigers across their chest next season.
Well, we've got, for the first time, and I don't remember how long we returned him, pretty much the whole offensive line. We lost no neighbor from center. Everybody else is back, and due to some injuries last year, we've got pretty much all the starters back, plus a couple that got a lot of experience last year. So that's very exciting to have them back. Big Jesse Shoulders and Big Lee Blue are back. They kind of anchored. They'll be seniors. And so we're very excited about the offensive front. They're big, and they're athletic and making big things for us. And last year, I thought we got better and better. We ran the ball well. And I thought last year we pass protected better than we have maybe ever. I was really pleased with him. So we're hoping to build off of that. Of course, you mentioned Slade. We got Alex Newt back. I'm sure I'll forget somebody. We got some young running backs coming in. Daniel White, who was injured this year, this past season, he'll be a 10th grader this year. He's worked extremely hard in the weight room. He's a strong, aggressive guy. Cameron Jones is back, so we're looking forward to him. You know, he had a couple of 100-yard games last year as a freshman. So we're kind of, you know, there's just several guys as we look around. We've got Carson Harbin back at our dog linebacker. We'll be young on defense, but we're looking forward to a lot of these young guys stepping in and playing the way we expect them to play.
Now, Coach, the last two seasons, you've closed the regular season out playing against those Brooks Lions at 5A. Now, I understand Brooks was only there for two seasons, and it's still an old rivalry. You and I talked about how special that was to keep the county rivalries alive. This season a bit different. You don't have an open week to start the season. You're going Brooks, Randolph, a 4A, and I'm not sure if Randolph is still at 5A or if they moved to 4A, but you've got two bigger opponents before you get into your region play opening up with East Lawrence. Why go ahead and stack the schedule like this early? How does that benefit your guys?
Well, I mean, I guess I've asked myself that a few times. I think it could benefit us. I mean, that's two quality opponents. We're going to get out the gate fast and see, you know, what it's like. Of course, we're very familiar with Brooks, and that's just the way, really, we could get them scheduled to make it work. And maybe one of us wants to lose that game, so the way, you know, we put it together then. So we just kick the season off against Brooks, so that's a good thing. Randolph, I know, is a very good football team. They've been a playoff team. They've really good players. I think on the Huntsville Hall Metro team or whatever, they had like four players, maybe three of them. And we'll have the work cut out for us. But you know, it's exciting. You know, it's got to get you got to look forward to.
Jeff Mason, head football coach for the Lauderdale County Tigers, joining us on SST. Looking here, Coach, at 3A Region 8 and how your guys are hoping to end up. And I know you want to win the region. That's everybody's goal. But this season looks like it's – I'm not even going to say wide open. I mean, it really looks like it might be your region race to lose. Now, I don't know a whole lot about Clements. I think they gave some teams some rough runs last season. Calvert Heights loses Kevin Shaw, their quarterback. Of course, Lexington didn't have a great year last season, and they're losing Everett and their quarterback, Pettis. So they're going to be down looking for some guys to make some plays happen. What is what is a disappointing end to your season this next year, Coach, knowing all the talent that you've got back?
Disappointing end, if we don't compete like we should in every game, that's the disappointing. You know, wins and losses. Of course, we want to win every time we go out there. We want to win the region. What I would like to see, Jordan, more than anything, is from that first week against Brooks to the last week, whatever that might be, that we got better every week.
Right.
And anything less than that, I think, would be a disappointment. Because we are talented in a lot of places. We're young in a lot of places. But I feel like if we can, you know, if we can put together that consistency and things, and I think we have a shot to be a pretty good football team.
All right, Coach, I want to switch gears a little bit here. You and I are good buddies. I holler at you just to talk, see what's going on in your life from time to time. And I'm gonna bestow upon you, you are going to be our NASCAR correspondent. So every now and then when I have you on, I'm going to have you be our NASCAR correspondent. So I know you're a big NASCAR guy. Who's your favorite driver?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. You got me off guard.
I got to tell you these things before I bring you on. I got you, man. And you can't say Tony Stewart and you can't say Jeff Gordon because those two guys don't race anymore.
I know. And I can't say Darrell Walter or any of those guys. They sure don't race anymore. They're in the nursing home somewhere, I think. So anyway.
Oh, man. Coach, I knew I was going to put you on the spot there, but I know you keep up with it. Watch it whenever you can. Real quick, before I let you get off of here, Coach, you guys had your benefit dinner here fairly recently. I know a lot of work went into that. How did that turn out for you?
It turned out great. Man, we got so much support here in this town. People buying tickets, people, you know, giving gifts for door prizes and things, and It's been a big success, and it sold out again. I think it was the 19th one, and I think it sold out every year. So, and we're very appreciative of everybody in Rogersville and all the support we get from like I say, the people buying tickets to the merchants and the businesses in town giving us prizes and things.
Well, Coach, I know that you really appreciate the support that you've got out there in Rogersville, and there's a lot of it for all Rogersville athletics. Everything Lauderdale County, the gym is packed, the bleachers are packed, it doesn't matter. And I know you guys had a lot of success last year. Didn't get as many wins as you wanted to, but big things expected from your guys this season, and I know you're ready to really get into the grind of things, but enjoy your summer vacation a little bit, okay?
Okay, if I get to take one.
Yeah.
Well, thanks to the Lions, it's working out. It's a lot of time for vacation, but that's okay.
I got you, man.
That's what we like to do.
I got you, man.
But I appreciate you, Jordan, man. It's always good to talk to you.
Same here, Coach. And we'll have you back on sometime this summer. I got to take you boat fishing. We're planning on it in July, right?
Yes, I'm going to do that.
All right. You hold me to it, and I'll make sure it happens. Call up Lard. Take him out with us, okay?
Yeah, we'll get Lard. There you go. That sounds like a good idea.
Oh, man. Jeff Mason, the coach out at Lauderdale County. Always good to have you on, buddy. We'll holler at you later on, okay?
All right. See you. Have a good one, Jordan.
You too, Coach.